This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell, the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris's rally in battleground Wisconsin last night virtually doubled the DNC for a few hours. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
An energized crowd of 15,000 that stood in line for hours greeted the top of the Democratic ticket at the Fiserv Forum.
Let us fight for the ideals we hold dear, and let us always remember when we fight, we win.
Harris thanked the crowd for making her the nominee. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Western Wisconsin Democrats point out swing voters in the 3rd Congressional District hold the keys to victory in November from the State House to the White House.
In 2020, Biden won Wisconsin by 20,000 votes. He won La Crosse County by 10,000. We supplied half of the margin of victory.
William Garcia is chairman of the 3rd District Democratic Party. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says he plans to investigate any future false elector schemes. The Justice Department has charged 3 people for the 2020 Republican false elector scheme. Call tells WIS Politics that anyone in Wisconsin who tries that again will be held accountable. A national group called the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee promises to spend about $50,000 to help Democrats win state house races in Wisconsin. Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer tells the Journal Sentinel that Joe Sheehan in Sheboygan and Yi Lang Zhang in Wausau are 2 to watch. Harley Davidson says this week it's ending its diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. The Human Rights Campaign says the decision shows Harley doesn't care about equality in the workplace. People in Wisconsin have a new way to check on the water quality of lakes and rivers. The Department of Natural Resources launched the Wisconsin Waterway Explorer website this week. Most of the information there is already available, but until now, the DNR said it couldn't be found in one place. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. If you need a slow-moving vehicle sign for your farm equipment, you can pick one up from the Wisconsin Rapids Police Department. They've received a donation of the orange and red triangle signs from the National Farm Medicine Center and many others. Stop down at the PD and pick up yours to help keep our roads safe for everyone. The Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department is having an open house next month. You can mark your calendars for September 7th from 9 to noon. You'll be able to meet firefighters, take a tour of the station, and check out the ambulances and fire trucks. They'll have food trucks on site, so bring your appetite and maybe your swimsuit. If the weather is warm enough, they'll set up a pop-up splash pad. You can get a preview today with the fire department's pop-up splash pad at the YMCA. They'll be set up in the parking lot from 1:30 to 3. You can bring the kiddos down for some summer fun and even meet some of our area mascots. 3 students received the Dr. Zhang K. Park Legacy for Learning Scholarship. Peyton Bremer and Autumn Moon of Assumption High School and Eric Mock of John Edwards High School each received a $1,000 scholarship to pursue a career in any field of study. Special consideration is given to any students who are immigrants or first-generation Americans. Dr. Park served the Wisconsin Rapids community as a skilled pathologist for more than 35 years after he immigrated here from Korea as a young student. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding drivers to resist the Midwest nice when approaching a lane closure in a work zone. The correct way to merge is what is called a zipper merge. Utilize both lanes up until the orange barrels and take turns merging. This keeps traffic flowing continually and avoids long lines in one lane. You can learn more about how to zipper merge at wisconsindot.gov. A 2024 Assumption graduate is the award recipient for the Dr. Elmer and Francis Debussy Memorial Scholarship. Adeline Kusick will receive the scholarship for $1,000 to support her education in the medical field. Dr. Debussy was a physician in Wisconsin Rapids for 33 years. He and his wife will always be remembered in our community. Dr. Debussy believed without the support of people like nurses, therapists, pharmacists, and technicians, he would not have been able to provide such exceptional care. To win the award, Adeline demonstrated outstanding performance, a commitment to community, and the determination to become a future healthcare hero. The Mr. 500 Gary Platt Memorial Tournament happens this Sunday at the Homestead Golf Course. The event runs from 10 to 5 on August 25th. Proceeds will help with the construction of a handicapped accessible dock at the Grand Rapids Lions Club grounds. The Wisconsin Rapids School District welcomes their new administrative leadership team. Terry Thomas is the new principal at Pitch Early Learning Center and the new student engagement facilitator at Washington Elementary. Ashley Tesmer is the new associate principal at Lincoln High School. Ben Kessler is the associate principal at Rams. Rod Watson is the new principal at Lincoln High School. Julie Kolarik will become the assistant director of pupil services at Woodside Elementary. Steve Thayer is the new principal at Howe Elementary. And Ron Rasmussen is the new district superintendent. School starts in the district on September 3rd. There's music in the park in Port Edwards tonight. The event kicks off at 5 and runs until 8. Jeff Landon will entertain and Chatterbox Catering will bring the food. People will also be selling snacks. It's at Ripple Creek Park in Port Edwards from 5 to 8. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers beat the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-2 win over the Cardinals in St. Louis. Right-hander Frankie Montas pitched 7 innings, allowing the Cardinals just one hit. Manager Pat Murphy.
Frankie was great. He attacked the zone. Strike one was big. I don't know what the percentage was, but I bet it was really good. He's turned it up a notch, you know, and it's kind of cool. He gets it. Yeah, it's nice having his experience.
The series continues tonight. The Badgers women's volleyball team kicked off the season last night by beating Bradley 3-0 in an exhibition match. Wisconsin beginning the season ranked 3rd in the nation. NFL, after missing most of training camp with a hip injury, the Packers' second-round pick Edgerrin Cooper is happy to be back at practice.
Best feeling ever. I think that was the longest I've been without playing football, so, and just missing out and stuff like that. So it was mentally tough. Sometimes things happen, but it's about being a pro. You just have to do what you could do.
As rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you need more reasons to dislike Gwyneth Paltrow, here you go. In a recent New York Post blurb about Chris Martin and Dakota Johnson breaking up or not breaking up, Paltrow, Martin's ex-wife, who he has two kids with, chimed in on her friendship with her ex-husband and Johnson, saying she adores Johnson but also understands people think it's weird because she just passed through it iteratively. Adding, what else can you bring in instead of being resistant to or being made insecure by? There's so much juice in leaning into something like that. What? Unfortunately, my Jenny P to English translator is down, but I think she's trying to sound intelligent. In much more down-to-earth news, Star Wars series The Acolyte will not have a season 2. Despite decent reviews, which include a 78% on Rotten Tomatoes, the fan base was completely divided, and the last thing we need in an election year are nerds throwing down. I can say that because I like Star Wars. Well, if you've already spent 3 hours in the theater watching the first installment of Kevin Costner's Horizon American Saga Chapter 1, hoping to see the next 3 hours, Horizon and American Saga Chapter 2, in theaters, you can't, because it was pulled due to low interest. The title doesn't help. But fear not, Costner fans. Chapter 2 premieres on Max Friday, August 23rd. Fearless comedian Eric Andre says he was racially profiled at the Melbourne airport in Australia. The star of his own show, The Eric Andre Show, in the film Bad Trip, was in Australia for a gig when he says he was pulled out of the security line to be sniffed by the dogs. He said this is not the first time it's happened and currently has a lawsuit pending against the airport in Atlanta for the same type of treatment. Those of you who are fans, I know what you're thinking, but Andre was fully clothed when the incident happened. You can track the trajectory for my addiction if you gauge my weight from season to season. Those are the words of Matthew Perry from his book Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing. Perry says when he was carrying weight, he was drinking, and when he was skinny, it was pills. And when he had a goatee, it was lots of pills. According to the New York Post, series producers Marta Kaufman and David Crane spoke to the Times of London about their process when they learned of Perry's addiction to drugs and alcohol. Crane said they asked Perry if he wanted to leave the show to deal with his substance issues, to which Perry replied, "No, this is really important to me." Perry said in his book that he estimates he spent roughly $9 million in an attempt to become sober. The late star also said that season 9 of Friends was the only season of the show he was fully sober for. Perry was found dead in his hot tub in October 23 from a ketamine overdose. His live-in assistant has recently been charged, along with 4 others, in connection to Perry's death.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear, dropping into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, upper 70s. It's going to get warm and a little muggy for the weekend with highs back in the mid to upper 80s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com.